At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. Today's going to be an incredible show. We have some amazing testimonies that we're going to be sharing with you. And also, we're going to be going over some latest health journals, health articles, news reports that have come out just in the last week that I feel like I need to get into your hands. And I feel like I need to tell you all about this because some of the things out there are just what's happening currently in our healthcare system. And what more and more research is showing is that what we're currently doing when it comes to healthcare, I'll call it sick care, crisis care, just isn't working. And we're seeing it trickling down to not just people over the age of 80 who are being put through the medical ringer, but now we're seeing, you know, people in their 40s being put through this medical model that's broken. And now we're seeing kids that are even experiencing the negative effects of this. And so I want to make sure that today on this show that not only do I give you hope about what true health and healing is, and most importantly, where it comes from, but I want to make sure we start to wake up a little bit. That's why I have this show, is to transform how you view and manage your health. And so we know that in order for us to transform how we view and manage our health, we have to know some things that are currently occurring in our culture and what we don't want to get from that, right? So what we don't want to experience from our current culture and how we have to be actually counterculture. And so in order for us to be counterculture and to make the correct decisions, the appropriate decisions when it comes to our personal health care, we know we got to wake up a little bit. And we got to take the earmuffs off and we got to take the blinders off and realize that what's currently happening is not working, right? What's currently being provided to us when it comes to healthcare is not working. And guys, it's, once again, you're listening to Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm with Health From Within Family Chiropractic. I'm a corrective care chiropractor here in the St. Louis region and bringing you guys truth about health and healing. And so I just want to make sure you guys know where I come from here, that my heart behind this is to make you guys understand that it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the pharmaceutical company's fault. It's not the nurse practitioner's fault. It's not your surgeon's fault. It's not Barnes Hospital's fault, right? It's not the medical system's fault. It's us as a culture not knowing that we're actually responsible for our health, that our doctor's not responsible for our health, but we are. And so if we start to wake up and say, okay, the things that I'm doing to my body or not doing to my body day in, day out are going to either impact me and have me go in the right direction towards health and healing or the wrong direction towards sickness and disease. Right, we're either going in the right direction or we're going the wrong direction. I say this every single week, but so many times we as a culture, and it's human nature, we like to minimize things. Like we like to stay in that gray area where it's not that bad yet, right? Or I'm fine. I love that. Like, I'm fine. It's not that bad yet. And then usually when people call in every single week to schedule a new patient appointment from the radio show, they go, I've been listening to your show forever and I finally decided to make an appointment. I've been listening to your show forever, and I just finally decided to make an appointment. Just last week, I had three people text me saying that from the radio show. I always listen to your show, and I finally decided to make an appointment. And unfortunately, it's just with human nature, we're minimizers. Things just aren't that bad until it slows us down. And then when it slows us down, we just take the path of least resistance, which is usually ignoring the problem or taking over the counter medications. So I want to encourage you guys this, that if you're a listener of the show week in, week out, you know that my passion and my mission for doing this show and for having one of the biggest and fastest growing health clinics here in the Midwest, and why we speak at churches and businesses every single week, why we work with medical doctors here locally to try to get them healthy and get their staff healthy. Why do we do that? It's because we know that at the end of the day, we can't become a statistic. We can't be suffering, because what's happening right now is there's premature and unnecessary suffering that's happening in our country and in our culture, and we're over-medicated, we're over-prescribed, we're abusing the medication, we're getting too many surgeries done, we're having too many injections done, and at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, there's a place for that, but if you waited to get to that point to actually do something about the problem, then we have a problem. We have a huge issue, and so I think if you're a listener to my show and you're a patient of mine, like, I hold you to a higher standard in regards to what you choose to do and to not do with your health. Now, if you're just randomly listening to the show or you're randomly seeing me on Facebook Live and you're like, who is this guy yelling at me, right? What is he talking about? What is this about health? And so I just want to make you guys understand it and realize that there is a healthcare delivery model that is out there. It's what we're preaching. It's what we're applying. It's how we're living our life in my clinic and my family's life, is that we call it the five essentials. And the five essentials are not just five good ideas, but they're actually essential to your health, right? So I'm going to break those down for you so you have an idea of, like, okay, what can you do or can't you do with your health that's going to impact it for tomorrow? So number one is your mindset. If you have a negative mindset, if you listen to St. Louis news day in, day out, listen to all the bad stuff. Our city's burning down, by the way, right? Someone else is getting shot. Something else bad is happening. And they actually make a little, like 10% of the show is actually positive, right? And so realize this, that if we're filling our mind and our surroundings and our environment with negative thoughts or negative things that we're hearing or watching, or negative people maybe at work or at home, or just how about the stress, like where you're always stressed about something, right? So you're anxious, you're worried about something, or you're depressed about something. Even when things are going great, you're depressed about something. And so we got to change our mindset. And do you believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you believe that your body's designed to heal for you? It desires to heal on a cellular level, and that our actions must add up to that belief and that fact, right? So if you cut your hand, it heals. You don't have to will it. It just heals, right? And so we got to step back and say, okay, what do I believe? Do I believe in the truth that the body's designed to heal on a cellular level? Do you believe that? Because factually, and what the research shows, and with the best surgeons, the best medical doctors in the world actually believe that, by the way. They believe your body's miraculous. They believe that it's fearfully and wonderfully made. They believe that it's designed to heal for you, and it's always working for you. And do your actions add up to that belief? That's the second thing. Do your actions add up to that belief? Because if you believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, but your actions aren't in accordance with that or don't support that fact, that truth, and that belief, then you're living in a state of incongruence. And incongruence just leads to disaster, right? And breakdown. And so we got to get our mindset right. Number two is you have to have a healthy nervous system. If your nervous system is not healthy, your body cannot heal. And so, guys, this is why I'm a corrective chiropractor. I'm not a pain doctor, right? I'm not a foot doctor. I'm not a crack your spine doctor. I'm a corrective care chiropractor, where we want to see what your spine looks like so we can determine how healthy it is, how unhealthy it is, and how do we restore the healthy curvatures in the spine, reduce the curvatures where there shouldn't be, i.e. scoliosis, and how do we get pressure off the nervous system as fast as we possibly can. This is important. The brain controls absolutely everything in the body. And sending signals down your spinal cord across the nerves that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. That's the way God designed you, from the above down and inside out, is how we heal. There's no secret pill, potion, or lotion that you can put on your body that you can breathe in that's going to heal your body like the nervous system has the capacity and capability to do. This is a truth. This is a fact. It's not just a belief. It's not just Dr. Nick research here. This is why neurosurgeons and any spinal surgeons get paid a lot of money. Why? Because they're dealing with a system that can control the function of your life. and it does control the function of your life. So our spine is vital, and if we take care of our spine, starting from the birth process, or as soon as you find out, the body will start to heal and function optimally, and you have to keep it healthy for the rest of your life. Number three is you got to look at the nutrients that you're fueling your system with, because we realize this, that although your stomach doesn't control the healing process, digesting food contributes to the healing process, right? So you got to make sure you're putting the right nutrients and minerals into your body so your body can actually heal and function. Number four is you have to move. You have to move your joints every single day. God gave you joints to move them. If you don't move them, then you become sedentary, and that's what leads to arthritis. So it's not too much motion that's leading to arthritis. It's actually not enough motion that's leading to arthritis. Okay, arthritis isn't based off of your age. It's not based off of your genetics. It's a lack of mobility and a lack of proper biomechanics. Number five is you have to minimize toxicity that you're being exposed to. Things that you're breathing in, things that you're putting on your skin, things that you're eating. But I will tell you guys this, that eating healthy, detoxing, exercising, taking the best supplements in the world, all of that matters. Don't get me wrong, all of it matters. It contributes to the healing process, but it does not control the healing process. I want to say it loud and clear. Essential oils, supplementation, eating clean, detoxing, all of those contribute to the healing process. So are they important and vital for your health? Absolutely. Everyone should be doing those things. But they do not control the healing process. They contribute to it. They don't control it. And today, on today's show, I'm going to be sharing some testimonies like Jenny's right now, which I'm going to share, that all these people that I wanted to share with you this week that have had amazing results in our clinic, they've all been living an amazing lifestyle, healthy lifestyle before they came into my office. So Jenny, for instance, in her late 20s, had a nutrition degree. She had a lot of she had a lot of information and knowledge on supplementation, detoxing. She was doing a lot of things right, but she still came into our clinic with horrible IBS symptoms, horrible gut problems. Her digestion was a disaster. She had no energy. She was literally tired all day. She woke up tired, went to bed tired, and she was having chronic headaches. And Jenny goes, "Dr. Nick, I've done everything right when it comes to lifestyle. I have the best trainer. I take the best supplements. I eat the best food. I go to bed early. I wake up early, but I keep getting tired. I have no energy. I have digestive issues that I just cannot get rid of. And my headaches keep getting worse. I'm keep getting more and more headaches." And I said, "What have you been doing for your headaches?" She goes, I keep taking over-the-counter medications." And I go, "How is that working out for you, Jenny?" She says, "Well, it works out for that day, but then it keeps coming back." I go, "It sounds like the definition of insanity, where you do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, but you get the same result." She goes, "Yeah, it's exactly what it feels like." She goes, "I can't tell you how many kale smoothies I'm drinking. I can't tell you how many amazing supplements I'm taking. This is just crazy." And so I said, "Has anyone looked at your spine?" She goes, "No. No one's ever looked at my spine." And so we x-rayed her spine because we have to see what her spine looks like. We saw in her neck from the side, she should have a 45-degree curve, and hers was straight. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck. And no one had ever looked at her neck. And the reason why is because she never had neck pain. She had headaches. But also, no one ever told her that the nerves in the neck control the thyroid, they control the upper digestive system, and it even controls the nerves that go to the head, and also the blood vessels that go to the head, causing the headaches. And so guess what happened with Jenny? We started to take pressure off her nerve system by applying specific chiropractic adjustments, and within 3 months, Jenny's gut issues that she'd had for her entire life completely vanished. Jenny's energy problems that she had for her entire life completely vanished. Completely vanished. Her headaches were completely gone. And now Jenny has her life back. And so I wonder, if she didn't come into the clinic, where would she be now? We know it would be worse. But it all started with her coming to our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. And if you're listening right now and you say, "Listen, I need to see what my spine looks like to see if he can help me." Normally it's $140 to come into the clinic to get x-rays taken. But if you're listening right now and you say, "Man, I have gut issues, I have energy issues, and or I have headaches, can he help me?" All you have to do is this. You have to just pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And instead of it being $140, it'll be $40. You'll save $100. You just have to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. This exam is going to include what's going on with your health history, where you're currently at, what your goals are, a nervous system scan and evaluation, and a full set of x-rays. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. Man, it's been an incredible show so far. We have a lot of people calling in, texting in, and it just reminds me why I do this show. I do this show to give you guys hope about health and healing, whether you're in the camp of, I am miserable, I have no idea where to go with my health, I'm on medication, I don't like the medical system, but I'm in it. Whether you're on the other side where it's like, man, I've been listening to your show for years, I'm a patient of yours, I'm doing awesome, this is great, I'm on a prevent and to get myself educated as best as possible. Or maybe you're in the middle, maybe you're straddling the line. It's like you're trying to do a lot of things right, but sickness, symptoms, and disease are kind of holding you back in that medical system. And so wherever you're at, guys, I just want to make sure that my prayer and hope every single week is for the message of true health and healing, that health comes from within, that healing is what health is. So health isn't how you feel or how you look, but health is how your body's healing and functioning. And so the truth that your body's designed to heal and function, and that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that on a cellular level, your body's working for you, never against you, that if we understand that, then our action steps must coincide with that. It must parallel that belief. In fact, we can't live in this world of incongruency, which is where most Americans live, where I think my body's pretty strong, but I'm going to be on 5 medications for the rest of my life. I think I'm healthy because I'm skinny, so I'm going to eat McDonald's every day. Or everything in moderation. I'm going to drink soda, like everything in moderation, one soda a day. Do you know one soda a day isn't considered moderation anymore? I want us to wake up to that. I know that's hard for people to hear sometimes, but the truth is that the truth sometimes hurts. And if it hurts us, if we kind of like, we're kind of, ooh, stings. And don't get me wrong, guys. This happens to me on a daily basis for whether it's lifestyle, whether it's family, business, spiritual health, whatever it is. Like a sting sometimes, when you hear the truth and it stings you, that's okay. That's okay. Can we get okay with that for a second? Because I think in our culture, we've gotten to this point to where we like to just be comfortable, don't we? We just like to live in this comfortable state. And I'll tell you this, that growth, whether it's in your health, whether it's as a husband or a wife or a mom or a dad or a business owner or an employer, financially, a relationship with God, like, growth happens in a place where we allow ourselves to get vulnerable and uncomfortable. And getting vulnerable and uncomfortable stings sometimes. It stings. And stings are okay. If we become desensitized to the truth, that's when we miss everything. That is what's happened to our culture, everybody. That is what's happened to our culture. We become desensitized to the stings, and what's happening is that people aren't waking up, right? We're in a state of slumber in our culture where we're just blinders on, head down, AirPods in, what's on my phone, what's on Facebook, what's on Instagram, what's on Twitter, what's on the news, what's on Fox, what's on CNN, who's the next argument, what's the next trauma or tragedy that's happened in our culture? It's just, what's next? What's that? We become, it's like, stop, step back, pause, hear truth, analyze the truth, and how does it affect your life for the rest of your life? Does that make sense? How does it affect your life today that will affect the rest of your life? So Jenny, for instance, on the last segment, we talked about Jenny, who had horrible gut issues, IBS. She was in her late 20s, no energy. She woke up tired, went to bed tired, and she was suffering with headaches. You guys, Jenny was taught that her nutrition is everything. That take these $500 a month worth of supplements, eat really clean, do these cleanses, do these juices, do these things. And by the way, all of that's important for your health, guys. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't controlling her health. You hear that? It wasn't controlling her health. When she heard on the radio that a healthy lifestyle doesn't control her health, she was offended. She was offended. She had never heard that before. She thought that health, being healthy was eating clean, juicing, detoxing, exercising. No one had ever told her in her entire life that her spine actually mattered. Can you guys believe that? I mean, I just can't believe it. I mean, I believed her, but I can't believe that people don't know this stuff. I just, and maybe they just don't listen, but they just don't know it. She didn't know it. No one told her. And so we did an x-ray of Jenny's neck. And the reason that we x-ray her neck is because those nerves affect her thyroid. It affects her stomach function. It affects the nerves that go to her head, causing headaches. And from the side of your neck, if you can imagine this, okay? From the side of her neck, it should be a 45-degree curve. It should be in the shape of a banana. And Jenny was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck, and there was damaging pressure on her central nervous system, which was causing her gut issues, causing her energy problems and thyroid issues, and causing her headaches. Guys, she could have eaten the best food in the world, but guess what wasn't working? Her central nervous system was not firing and functioning at 100%. She could have detoxed all day long, which, by the way, is that better than McDonald's? Heck yeah, it's better than McDonald's. She could have detoxed all day long, but there was still pressure on her spinal cord. You guys with me on this? There was still pressure on her spinal cord. She couldn't heal. 3 months later, guess what happened to Jenny? She started getting care in my clinic. Her IBS symptoms that she's always had since she was a kid went away. She wakes up with energy now, and she has it all day long. Her husband doesn't know what to do with her, right? And her headaches are gone, guys. She hasn't bought Excedrin migraine medication or Tylenol for her headaches in 3 months. I mean, guys, some people come into our clinic and they don't know how we see, like, what are you guys seeing all these people for? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know if you can help me. Okay. If you don't know I can help you, let's see what your spine looks like. Go from there and see if we can help you. Whether you believe it or not, it works, guys. Whether you believe it in chiropractic or not, it works. It works. It works. And guess what you're not doing when you get chiropractic care? You're not medicating yourself. You're not getting injections. You're preventing and you're not getting surgery. Those all sound pretty good to me, don't they? But Jenny was just, she had never been taught that. But guess what happened? When I questioned her foundational belief of why she went to school to become a nutritionist, she was offended at first. She thought I was questioning nutrition. No, nutrition's great. Nutrition's great, but it doesn't control the healing process. It doesn't control the healing process. Guys, I'm telling you, what's happening right now in our country is on a level of insanity that it's hard to even fathom at this point. I mean, even I've only been in practice for 10 years, but I'm seeing our culture getting sicker and sicker. I mean, I think if you wake up and you see it, it's rampant. You can see it everywhere, right? You can see it everywhere. And so, you know, just a research study just came out, says that obesity may put young people at risk of anxiety and depression. Let's say obesity puts young people at risk of anxiety and depression. Why? Think about this. When you're overweight and you're not healthy and you don't care about your body and self-worth, then you're going to be anxious and depressed, especially as you're growing up. It's just how it is. You're going to be worried. You're maybe bullied in our culture nowadays. It's just not good. I mean, it's insane, guys. Like, if you look at what the CDC says, that over 35% of young adults in the U.S. are obese. I mean, think about that. Over a third of young adults in the U.S. are considered obese. 32% of people between the ages of 13 and 17 have anxiety. I mean, guys, think about this. Once again, think about this. If you have anxiety, I'm not dogging you. I'm just telling you, you're not the only one. 32% of people between the ages of 13 to 17 have anxiety. I mean, it's heartbreaking, man. Like, I don't want people to have anxiety. I don't want to be kids obese. I was a heavy kid growing up, and guess what? It's not easy. It's not easy. So it's going to cause anxiety. It's going to cause worry, depression, lack of self-worth. It's going to lead into adulthood where we're going to be anxious people trying to, you know, provide for ourselves and our family. It's just not good, guys. And so I think we got to wake up and say, hey, okay, what's currently happening and what are we going to do different? And one of those patients that came in who I absolutely love her. We love her and her whole entire family. Her name's Sarah. Sarah came in and she's in her late 30s. And when she came in, she goes, Dr. Nick, I'm working out like crazy. I'm doing a lot of cleanses. I'm doing a lot of things right for my body, but I'm still having this sciatica issue. And she says, regardless of what I'm doing lifestyle-wise, it seems to be getting worse. And I asked Sarah, I go, have you ever been to a chiropractor? And she said, No. Well, I was told I had mild scoliosis back in the day, but they never really did anything about it. So the doctor said just to not go to one because it can't help. And I go, well, you've done everything else. Do you want to see if we can help you? And she goes, Yeah, that's why I'm here. I've done everything else and nothing's working. So I know you guys are the answer. And so we sat down with Sarah. We went over her health history. We went over her health goals and what she wants to achieve in her life and her health. And then we figured out what does her posture look like? What's her range of motion look like? What past traumas could have contributed to her damage in her lower back that would be causing the sciatica? We did a digital nerve system scan, which shows us imbalances from side to side and the severity of stress in the nervous system and the spine. And then we did a full set of x-rays. That's what we do with every single new patient that comes into our clinic. Why? Because we don't guess, we test. We do not guess, we test. And so with Sarah, we said, okay, well, let's see what your spine looks like. So we looked at her lower back, guys. And from the back, the spine should be straight up and down, and the hip should be even. Her right hip was high by 3 inches. She was walking around with her hip high with 3 inches. No matter how much weight she lifted, no matter how many crunches she did, no matter how many kale salads she ate, her right hip was still high, which led to a scoliosis. She had a scoliosis in her spine of 15 degrees. And guess what was happening? It wasn't getting better, but actually it had been getting worse. And so we started to correct her spine with specific chiropractic treatments and adjustments and spinal rehab to take pressure off the nerve system, to reduce the hip height on the right side, to correct it, and to reduce the scoliosis if possible. Well, what's amazing is Sarah started coming to our clinic. She got her kids checked because she realized if my spine's important, their spine's probably more important. I go, that's a good way to think, Mom, right? And we started getting her adjusted, and within 2 months, Sarah's sciatica completely vanished. She had lost 15 pounds because her body was working better. Her digestion was improving. Her sciatica was gone. Her inflammation was coming down. Now she's just a happier person because she's not in pain all the time. Her kids' postures are changing. Their allergies are going away. And it all started with her coming to the clinic to see if we can help. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. And normally to come into our clinic, it's $140 for a new patient exam, which includes the entire new patient appointment and x-rays and the follow-up appointment when I go over everything with you, okay? But if you're listening to this show right now and you want to make an appointment to see if we can help you with your sciatica or even headaches like we talked about with Jenny earlier, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you do get a voicemail, it's because we're getting bombarded with calls. I can see them coming in right now. Hang tight. I will get back to you. I promise. Leave a voicemail, though. The number to call is 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know right now people want to be healthy and well, but at the end of the day, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, come on. North Americans make up 5% of the world's population. We take 75 to 80% of the world's drugs, depending on the research study you look at. 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. And so, guys, we're over-medicating. We're not focused on getting to the root cause of the problem because at the end of the day, we live in a culture that's designed to feed our three C's when it comes to health. These are the things that I've realized. When you mesh human nature with our healthcare choices, this is what we desire and what we want. We all want to be convenient, right? So getting healthy must be convenient. That's what we want. Being healthy must allow us to be comfortable, right? And being healthy also must allow us to be cheap with it, right? And so we think like, okay, getting healthy is going to be cheap. It's going to make me comfortable and it's going to be convenient. Well, newsflash, right? Newsflash. Watch this. Getting healthy is usually, not all the time, usually inconvenient, okay? Getting healthy usually takes an investment of some kind financially and time-wise to get the results that you want. And usually getting healthy and changing your lifestyle is something that's going to make you uncomfortable at first. It just will. It's going to make you uncomfortable, guys. Getting up at 4 in the morning to work out is uncomfortable. Drinking a kale smoothie, right, for the first time, or a spinach smoothie for you may make you feel uncomfortable. Coming to a chiropractor to see what your spine looks like, to see how many years of damage you placed on your spine and what has to be done to fix it, and getting your first adjustment or your 100th adjustment may be uncomfortable. Detoxing may get uncomfortable. But you know what? We have to embrace that. If we don't embrace the uncomfortableness or the inconvenience or the cost that it takes to get healthy, listen, guys. Listen, you're going to wait till one day that it's going to get worse, it's going to get out of control, you're going to maybe need surgery, maybe you'd be diagnosed with a chronic illness, which, God forbid, that doesn't happen. But then what happens is this. Sickness will also make you inconvenient, be inconvenient to you. Sickness and disease will also be uncomfortable, okay? Sickness and disease will also cost you a lot of money. So this is the thing. The three C's in our culture, we got to change our entire mindset. Change the mindset starting now that you're either going to spend money, time, energy, and getting uncomfortable on being well and staying well for the rest of your life, or you're going to spend it on actually getting sick and diseased and having that surgery and all the other junk that people have to go through, right? So realize this. You're going to have to get uncomfortable. It's going to be inconvenient, and it's going to cost money on both ends of the spectrum. So how about this? This is really cool. How about we do it on our own time to get the results that we desire and what we want? That's what we call revolutionizing healthcare, is when we take healthcare back into our own hands, our personal healthcare, our house, the healthcare in our home, and we say, listen, I'm the one that's personally responsible for what's going to happen to me and to my family. What can I do today that's going to impact my future for tomorrow? And guys, we are not looking for perfection. We don't look for perfection in my office. I know no one's perfect. I'm not perfect, right? We're not looking for perfection. You know what we're looking for, though? We want results. We want results. And so if you're willing to invest in your health with time, money, with your schedule, be willing to get uncomfortable. Guys, I'm telling you, that's when results happen. You know, earlier on the show, we talked about how Jenny's in her late 20s, had horrible gut issues, energy problems, headaches, chronic headaches. After 3 months of care in our clinic, her digestion is better, her energy is better, her headaches are gone. We start with correcting her neck. If her neck did not have the right curvature in it, it was damaged and degenerative over time from past traumas and sports as a kid. And we started to adjust her neck to get the curvature back, to get that C. Hers was straight. We had to get that C back. And as we get the C back, In her cervical spine, the pressure was taken off the nerves that go to her thyroid, that go to her stomach, and that go to her head. There was no pill potion or lotion we rubbed on her head. There was no pill potion or lotion we rubbed on her neck. It took specific chiropractic adjustments to get her spine back. That's what it took. And that's what's necessary. We talked about Sarah, who's in her late 30s. She was doing everything right, taking the best supplements, taking the best nutritional protocols, detoxing, under the exercise of one of the best trainers that I know here in St. Louis. And she had horrible sciatica. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And so what had happened is that her spine had started to become damaged. Her right hip was high by 3 inches, or she had scoliosis. She started getting adjusted, guys. Within 2 months, sciatica was gone. Lower back pain was better. Her hips have evened out. She lost 15 pounds. She got her life back. You guys, I shared with you like just what's happening in our culture and where we're headed. I mean, just a quick research study showed that obesity puts young people at risk of anxiety and depression. That's not a guessing game. We all probably could have guessed that. But we got to step back and say, okay, it's not just about obesity. It's about lack of health, right? It's not about how much you weigh. It's about a lack of health in our culture. Right now, 35% of all adults in the U.S. are obese. 35% of all young adults in the U.S. are obese. It's crazy. 32% of people between the ages of 13 to 17 have anxiety. I'm going to say that again. 32% of people between the ages of 13 to 17 have anxiety. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that, guys. We got to wake up and say, this is not okay. Yeah, that's why I have this show, because I know people are listening. And sometimes we get desensitized to the truths that are out there. Maybe it's affecting you personally. Maybe it's affecting your family. Maybe it's affecting your kids, grandkids, spouse, whatever it is. We get desensitized. And so I think it's okay and it's healthy to get become sensitive again a little bit. Maybe what the truths that are out there that maybe you've muffled, or maybe you put the blinders on, maybe you put the earmuffs on. Listen, guys, we have to become sensitive to what's happening around us. Once we become sensitive to what's happening around us, it unlocks the potential that's inside of us, okay? How it does that is because we realize that there's another hope and there's another truth that we want to be set aside. We want to be different. That there's going to be a wide path for people to go down in our culture when it comes to health. There's also going to be a narrow path, which isn't as easy sometimes, which costs more time, energy, investment, which can get uncomfortable sometimes, but at least you're doing it on your own terms. You know, we had a patient come in, and her name's Leslie. She's been in our care now for about 3 months. We absolutely love Leslie. She's awesome. And she came in with numbness and tingling in her neck and shoulder area. And one of the things that had happened over time is that she kind of just got used to it. You know, she just kind of got used to it. And then what had happened is that nothing had ever been done about it. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And she loved to work out. She loves working out. She loves staying active. She loves eating clean. She's doing great on lifestyle. But, you know, when we looked, she came into the office. She was referred into our office from one of her friends. And what I found is this, is that we had to look at her neck first. The reason that we had to look at her neck is because the nerves that come out of the lower part of the neck, they go straight to the hands. Okay. And her hands were falling asleep chronically, constantly. She was having neck pain, shoulder pain, and the numbness and tingling. And so we found in her neck from the side, the disc space should be nice and clear and open. And her spine should have a 45-degree curve. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her cervical spine. It had gotten down to a negative degree curve in her spine. When it should be positive 45, it was actually negative. It was going the other way. And we saw that there was disc space degeneration in her neck. And so what I realized is this, is that if we did nothing about that time, it would have kept getting worse. And so what we had to do is we started to take pressure off the nervous system by correcting the spine, gain the curvature back, allowing her body to heal. Well, guys, she's been in her care now for just over 3 months. And what's amazing is this, is that with Leslie and what we've seen is that her body has really started to change, is that her numbness and tingling has decreased significantly. Neck pain has gone down. Headaches are completely gone. Shoulder pain has improved. And now she's getting better. She's taking next steps in her health, right? But if she never would have came in, we would have never known what her spine looks like. So that's what it all started with Leslie being referred into our clinic and seeing if we can help. And what we do with every single patient that comes into our clinic is we sit down with them, we go over their health history, we go over their health goals, we do a nerve system scan and evaluation, we do a range of motion check, palpation exam to see if there's any areas of tenderness and tightness, and then we do a full set of x-rays. The reason that we do that is because we don't want to guess, we want to test, right? And so, like, listen, normally it's $140 to come into the clinic, but for someone who's listening to my show right now, it's only $40. This is the catch, is you just have to call. When you call, I will answer the phone right now and we'll get you scheduled and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. You guys, we've been bombarded with calls today. So if you do get a voicemail, leave a message. I promise I'll call you back. The number to call right now to schedule that new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know this show has been super impactful because we're getting callers left and right. We're getting people texting in. And so if you miss the opportunity to call and or text in, the number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. And so I want to make sure that we step back and do a quick recap of what we talked about today. One of the things that we were discussing is just how, as a culture, we've gotten numbed a little bit to what's happening. I feel like we've numbed ourselves to what's happening around us. You know, we're listening to all the bad things in the news. We're seeing crazy stuff on Facebook. We're hearing our family members go through the ringer when it comes to sickness and disease. And guys, I want to remind you of why I do this show, is to transform healthcare. It's not to transform it from the top down, though. It's going to transform it from what the patient is requesting and desiring and what they're doing for their health. Because at the end of the day, we've realized this, that although our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that our body is designed to heal, it desires to heal, that every single cellular reaction is working for you and never against you, regardless if you believe that or not, which, by the way, if you don't, you should, because your body is a miracle in itself. And there's things happening for you right now that you don't even know. I mean, that is the grace and the mercy and the blessing that your body has for you, is that it's working for you. You don't have to like hope your heart beats. It beats, right? You don't have to hope that your stomach's going to produce the acid to digest the food you're going to eat. It still produces the acid. You don't have to think, I hope I can breathe tonight when I go to bed. No. Your body just does it. I mean, that is the grace, the mercy, and the blessing that your body has, is that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you're fearfully and wonderfully made, my question for you is that, do your lifestyle choices when it comes to health add up to that belief and that fact and that truth? Does it add up to it? Or is it contradicting? Yes. And once again, this is not coming from a condemnation perspective. This is coming from a, ooh, that stings perspective, right? Where, ooh, I didn't want to hear that today, which I have those all the time, whether it's how to be a better husband, how to be a better dad, how to be a better leader, how to be better in my healthcare, how to be better financially, whatever it is, right? Is that no one's perfect, guys. And I'm not looking for that, but I'm asking this question, is that if you believe you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and your body's designed to heal for you, which is a fact, a truth, and a belief, and also a belief that you have to own. If that's the truth, do our actions support that belief? Now, if they don't, I guess we don't have to question why that is, right? We have to know why that our actions don't add up to that. But just realize this, as a culture, guys, most people are just wanting to medicate, numb, ignore, and just skate through life when it comes to their health, on a level of fine, or if it's not broke, don't fix it. Because if you're listening to my show or you're seeing me on Facebook Live, like, automatically you're held to a higher standard. The reason is because now you know the truth, that there's another answer, that healing comes from within. Healing comes from your spinal cord, your nervous system. Your spine protects that. It comes from a healthy lifestyle, right? Eating clean, detoxing, cleansing, keeping your mind healthy and well. Moving your joints, like, so you're held to a higher standard already, right? And so if you're listening to the show, just I want to encourage you guys this, that there's hope, and we're not looking for perfection, but we're looking for results. That's what I want. I want you to get results when it comes to your health. And no matter how long you've maybe ignored something or been dealing with something, guys, what's amazing is that regardless of how long you've been going in the wrong direction, or you feel like you've been going in the wrong direction, is that the body wants to heal for you so much so that it takes you a fraction of the time to get better. It's amazing. I see people coming in all the time who are obese or on 3 blood pressure medications or are on antidepressants or they've had allergies and asthma their entire life for 50 years, and they started getting adjusted in my chiropractic clinic, started doing spinal rehab, started doing everything right possibly they can, and what happened is that the asthma they've had for 50 years now starts to reverse and go away. The allergies they had for years that they always thought was St. Louis, it now starts to go away and starts to reverse. Why? Because now their body, for the first time in their life, has had the opportunity to heal at its optimal potential. Because at the end of the day, we all deserve that. Our body, we deserve a level of health that's a level of abundance that is really unmeasurable when it comes to the healthcare model. I mean, because they're treating sickness and disease and chronic care and chronic lifestyle problems and things that not only make you feel bad, but make you, you know, being diagnosed, take away years off your life. And so what we want to do is we want to turn the boat around, turn everything around. So this show, we talked about how Sarah, who had sciatica, no longer has sciatica, guys. She was told she needed surgery. We talked about Jenny, who had gut issues, energy problems, no longer has gut issues. Her headaches are completely gone. We talked about Leslie, who had numbness and tingling down both arms. Now that's gone. Her neck pain is gone. You guys, there's hope. But let's not fall into the model that everyone's fallen into, where I don't have the time to get healthy. I don't have the money to get healthy. My schedule's too busy. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Guys, come on. We have to invest into our health, okay? Remember the three C's in our culture when it comes to health? We want it to be cheap, right? We want it to be cheap. We want it to be convenient, and we want to stay comfortable. That's not working for us, guys, because guess what happens is whether you're either going to invest in your time and money into your health to get healthy, you're going to invest your schedule into your inconvenience, I guess, into getting healthy, and you're going to be uncomfortable getting healthy on your own terms, or you're going to wait and invest it into sickness and disease. Guys, I got to tell you, I was at an assisted living home last week, and it's scary. I walked out of there saying, I never want to go into a place like that. People are losing their memory. People can't walk. I sat with an elderly person, patient. She asked me my name four times in 5 minutes. And so, guys, you don't want to be there, okay? No one wants to be there. And none of the patients that are there want to be there. But their health started 30 years before that, 50 years, 60, 70 years before that. That's the path we got to think about, right? So either we're going on the wide path, which is assisted living homes and nursing homes for the rest of our life, or we're going to go on a narrow path where it's going to reduce our risk of chances of ever going into the nursing home. You know, we had an old book. This is like now going back 10 years ago. We had an old book we used to give our patients, and it was called Cruise Ship or Nursing Home, right? And it's almost laughable because who wants to be on a cruise ship versus a nursing home? Everybody, right? But no one really kind of puts their mind there. And so I think we got to take the earmuffs off, take the blinders off, and realize that it's okay to get stung sometimes by the truth. Because when the truth stings us, sometimes it sets us free, right? And hopefully it sets us free. It makes us change a little bit. It gets us to act, get our actions adding up to our current belief system and our facts that we see. Because right now in our culture, guys, I just shared this over the last couple segments, that obesity is now putting young people at risk for anxiety and depression. We didn't need a research study to show that, but that's just what's happening. The CDC says that if a child's obese or a young adult's obese, it's going to make them higher risk of being anxious or depressed. I could have told you that. You didn't need research on that, but just to prove it for the people that are research people out there, that 35% of young adults in the U.S. are obese, and 32% of young people between the ages of 13 to 17 have anxiety in our country. Between the ages of 13 and 17, one-third of people have anxiety. I mean, guys, this is the future of our country. We have to wake up and realize that mental health also is affected by physical health, okay? Physical health affects mental health and vice versa, okay? And if you have anxiety or you are obese, listen, you're not the only one. So what does that mean? There, you can actually change. You can actually change. And that's what we want for you guys. That's what we want for all of our patients. We want everyone to change. For the people listening to our show, we want you guys to change, right? Now, consumer alert, this just came out too last week, that there's two clinical studies in 4 years reveal that Tylenol, that's right, Tylenol, over-the-counter Tylenol, not only kills pain, but actually it affects our empathy. So it actually affects our brain. Can you imagine that? They did a study showing that Tylenol not only desensitizes us physically, but what does it desensitize us? Emotionally. Did we have to do a study to figure that out too? No, it's not okay just to deal with Tylenol. It's not okay just to take Tylenol. Guys, listen, it's affecting your brain, okay? It's affecting your brain. And so guys, think about this, that once we come to the fact that God designed our body to heal and function optimally, He desires our body to heal, our body's designed to heal, and we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we truly at our core, on a cellular level, we understand that. We know that to be true. We know that's the facts, and it's not just Dr. Nick yelling at you right now. If we know that's to be true, and this is the second thing, if our actions support that belief, I'm not looking for perfection, guys. I'm looking for results. If our actions support that belief, then the results will happen, okay? I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for results. You know, guys, this last week, there's a patient that Trish came in. Her name's Trisha. Goes by Trish for short. She came in. She had horrible asthma, horrible allergies, horrible neck issues, and that hump on her back. You guys, she's in her early 30s. And she goes, Dr. Nick, I've been listening to your show for months now. And she goes, I didn't think you could help me, but I've been everywhere else, and no one can figure out how to get rid of this hump on my back, my neck pain, my allergies. Can you help me? And I go, let's see what your spine looks like. We did a full exam of her spine. We saw disc degeneration in her neck at the age of 30. And we saw her curvature should be a nice C-shaped curve. It was at 0 degrees out of 45. She started getting adjusted this past week. She goes, Dr. Nick, I haven't slept that good in 10 years. I have more energy than I know what to do with. I'm kind of scaring my husband, right? She goes, and I have hope for the first time in my life. But it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. You guys, we're located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you're listening right now and you say, listen, I want you to see if you can help me with my neck, asthma and or allergies, one or all of those things. Normally it's $140, but if you're listening now, it's only $40 to come into our clinic, which includes your new patient exam and x-rays, okay? This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call right now, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. You guys, we've been getting calls off the hook. So if you get a voicemail, please leave a message. I promise I'll get back to you. The number to call right now for a new patient exam for the discounted rate of only $40 is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You guys, thanks so much for tuning in the show today. I love all my listeners. Keep tuning in week in, week out. We are here for you guys. Can't wait to see you in the office. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.